Church. I would hope that you have some understanding of what church really is, what church is really about. There's a lot of stigmas with church. Some of y'all been in church for a long time, right? Yes, sir. A lot of stigmas with church. People feel a certain way about church. People think church is one thing when sometimes it's a total other thing. And so just church, just the word church. You have to break your mind down sometimes of some of the traditional things you've been taught about church and then learn what it was really about. You know, church was actually established after Jesus left. You know, it started most in the book of Acts. I looked at the name of this book, man, and I know for the sake of understanding the subject and what it was talking about, you know, I look at the title, it's called Church Unusual. But it's almost like saying the same thing twice. Because since when was church supposed to be usual? It's almost like saying smart. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like saying the same thing. Like you hear a book and it's titled smart. Like you're saying the same thing. Just built in the word church should be unusual action. The church has never was designed to be usual. The church didn't start usual. It wasn't built on usual principles. But in order for somebody to have to write a book called Church Unusual, that means there must be some usual stuff going on in church. I mean, the church as a whole, as I say, as a whole, maybe not individual churches, but church as a whole has become very usual. It's become very normal. It's become very run-of-the-mill. People feel like they don't have to go to church because I know what it's about already. People feel like church is not important. I saw a statistic the other day, and sometimes I look at these things and I read them, and sometimes I don't read them, but it just triggers stuff in my mind. But this guy did a poll, and a lot of people, just poll out just random people, and a lot of people saw the importance of church was low on their totem pole. A lot of people didn't think it, they thought it was unimportant or not important at all to go to church. But it's only because church has been doing the same thing. You come here, you do the same thing. You clap, you shout, sweaty, go home. Right? Y'all know, right? Clap, shout, get sweaty, go home. Clap, shout, holler a little bit more, go home. But it wasn't designed. So, church, what's the point of church? I'm asking y'all, right? But I'm asking. Yo, we've been semester been long. So, I what's the point?
To grow, all right.
Pass it on. Okay. Use your hand up. I thought you. Right. Bible talk about iron sharpening iron. That's right. And I want you to get the gist. And I'm asking anybody else got anything before I go on, because I want you to get the gist of all those are good answers. All those are right answers. Church is not made to be your religious penance for the week. It's not made for all the. And this guy said, made a statement in his book. He was talking about. He said, a lot of people won't do the things the way, I've always said this, a lot of people won't do the things the way we decide to do it. Jonathan Davis said in his book, he said, because if they did decide to do it the way we did it, they have to go and dismantle all the things that they built to get what they've always wanted. All right, church has nothing to do about what you want. All right, now your wants will be fulfilled through what God does to the church, but it's not about what you think it's supposed to be. You know, a lot of times we see church and we think a successful church is what? Big church, right. Big church, a lot of people running all over the place. Then you started your branch churches, your satellite churches, right? We get all excited about that. Word of Life North, Word of Life East, right? We get excited about that, and then you got full services, so you popping, right? And you know all these different things that we categorize successful church. How's the community changing? How's the city changing? How's the region changing? I could care less about being popular. I could care less about being famous if ain't nothing changing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And just, Jesus' fame went about through all Judea. They talking about that. He said fame went out. So Jesus was famous. Jesus, he pulled a big crowd, but it's only because he was different. It's only because he was doing something that wasn't being done. It's only because he had supernatural action going on in the midst of his ministry. We get all caught up with these numbers, we get all caught up with these things that we see, and we get all caught up with mainstream TV and different things of that nature. But, you know, the church is not built to just be a bunch of people running around. You're not a successful church, you got 10,000 people. You're not a successful church, you got 1,000 people. Now, it's not that 1,000 people is an unsuccessful church. I'm not leaning that way and say, well, you're not supposed to have a lot of people. That's the wrong way to do church. You're supposed to have few. No. It can be a lot of people in the church, but what's going on inside? Amen. Like, what's the point? See, the church is made to be, we said in the book, it's made to be a divine hub. The whole point of church is for you to come, get fed, grow, get imparted to, have a divine encounter with God. When a normal place becomes a special place, iron sharpen iron. So now you got all these different anointings in the same room, and all this comes together, it grows you to be able to go out from the church and spread the kingdom. Do y'all get that?
Yes.
It is not for many times we're so focused on getting people here that we don't touch them there. Y'all get that? So I'm so busy trying to get you to come to my church that I don't even meet. Let me talk about Jesus for a moment. I don't even meet the need that you got right there in the place that you in. Some people ain't going to never come to your church. Yeah, some people you're going to meet that's never going to come to church with you. So that can't be the goal to get them to come to your church. If they come, praise the Lord, okay? Because eventually people get born again, then they got to find a good church home that God is planting them into, not you planting nobody. God planted them into, right? Right? And then they're supposed to grow and then become a disciple to go out and spread it again. This is the whole point of church. And so we can't get so busy trying to get people in the building that we don't bring what happens in the building to us, to them where they are. Do y'all get that? If I come to church Sunday and have a divine encounter, I should be able to take that divine encounter and let it dwell inside of me and bring that somewhere else. That's spreading the gospel. That's preaching the gospel. If I don't do that, then I'm being churchy. Or it's church as usual. Do y'all get that? We got to break our mind. Don't try to bring them to the church to meet your pastor to get filled the Holy Ghost. Although it can happen that way. But what you supposed to be doing then? They might not come with the, all right, you get a witness to minister somebody. Then you go talk to them, but then you start pointing them towards the building when maybe there's something that you're supposed to lay hands on them about right then.
Yes, sir.
So now it's Monday, you invite them to church on Sunday, so you got 6 days in between for them to change their mind to get their deliverance. They might not ever, that might have been the time for them.
Yes,
this is church unusual. Being able to take, listen, forsake not the assembly of yourselves as such. I understand we come together, right? And we come together, a normal place becomes an extraordinary place. We get a divine encounter with God, the portal of heaven open, and God visits us and tells us something special. But it's not just for you to be feeling good in that spot. Or for you just to be feeling good on Sunday. There is something else that needs to be done with this. This should be brought to somebody else. This should be delivered to somebody else. Where your job at? Where your family at? When you go to different events, it should be brought there because that moment should be duplicated over there. Do y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
That's the point. So we got to get over trying to get all these people in here to get saved. The church is not built to be. Church can't. The build church build. Can the church build a move? Can the church building move?
No, sir.
No, so we can't pick the church building up. Church is not going to go you into all the world. The building. Huh? The building is, this building right here is in Dallas, Louisiana, 40066, Highway 22, Dallas, Louisiana, 70725. It's going to be here. That's where it's going to be. We ain't never going to move it. It's not going to go to wherever you from. And then open up the doors of the church open. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to do that. But you being the church. See, this is the point, and you got to constantly break this out of your head because it's very easy to come to church and I'm a church boy, so I don't know nothing but church, right? So it's very easy to do the church thing. And the church is usual thing. You come and you sit and you get filled and you fill your notepad up. How many of y'all fill a notepad up with notes, huh? Underline your Bible, all of them. Got a highlighter, the page that fell off your Bible. Got to get a new one, right? Right? I done done it all. I ran through Bibles, notepads, all that. Now what? So I, you ever wrote notes before and you don't remember what you wrote? Right? Huh? Come on. You went through the whole script and then pastor said, now tell me what you learned. You like, I don't know what happened, right? Right. He used to do that at the table with us. Like at lunch on the table on Sunday, he'd be like, all right, everybody give me something. We like, scrambling at the table, you know, if you weren't paying attention. We go through all those things, but the point is to bring, to deliver deliverance. Are y'all with that?
Yes, sir.
To deliver, you've been delivered, right?
Yes.
Have you been delivered? Because you got to be delivered first, right? Have you been delivered?
Yes, sir.
All right, now it's your job to deliver deliverance to others. This is what we do. This is why we're here. We're not here to get full like a tick and then go sit at home with it. That's what we do, man. I remember Apostle preached a message one time about being constipated. Spiritually, we got all this word, but we sitting there just holding it in. Excuse me, ladies, for being so cruel. I'm sorry. But it just is what it is. I mean, just you know, you're not just holding it all in. You know, now it may not be for you to go start no church or start no evangelism. But see, that's another thing, man. People want to go start ministries, start churches. You know how much ministry they got around here? You know, sometimes people want to go on the mission field. And God bless everything. All right? Understand what I'm saying? You want to go to Africa, you want to go to, if you want to go on the mission field, go start a ministry over there, right? Well, you know how much ministry they got right here in Gonzales? You know how much ministry they got right here in Baton Rouge? You know how much ministry we got right there in New Orleans? Where you from? Say where you from. All right, now think about how much ministry they got over there. You thought you was there for an accident? You thought God put you in that city because, this is where you was. Now, you can walk outside. You can go to the store right now and find ministry. You got to get over the stuff about, I'm going to start a church and name it some international ministries. You got to get over that. Because it's just, there's ministry everywhere. But you've got to have your mind open about what church, who are you as a church already? And what's your original point to be doing? See what I'm saying? We ain't got to walk in and say, I'm Reverend such and such. You don't have to do that. I'm saying this stuff because I want you to get over this stuff. These things come after, but the basics of it is deliverance. Did Jesus go in there and say, I'm Reverend Jesus? Huh? I'm him. I'm the one you're looking for. I learned that, boy. He ain't going in the city screaming. Jesus is me. I'm Jesus. I'm the one that come and deliver. I'm the Messiah. He didn't do that. Y'all go read it. Go look at it. He didn't do it. But one thing Jesus did was, everywhere he went, he met the needs of the people. Now, he preached to them. Did he preach? Did Jesus preach?
Yes, he did.
But he didn't just preach to them. He met the needs of the people. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me. And he started going down the line of what he's anointed to do, meeting the needs of the people. It's not church. And church is new. The concept, after Jesus asked, the church started to ask, and when we all gathered together in one place, remember in the upper room, they all of them got filled with the Holy Ghost. And they all prayed in other tongues, right? And we know what the church happened. We know how but the church is built to be centers to train people to go out. All right? Get over what you thought it was about. When you go to church Sunday, you come in to get trained. Yes, I understand you got needs to be met too. Yes, I understand that. Yes, I understand the things you need to receive too. To receive that and some, because a lot of times the things that you go through are for to help you to minister to somebody else going through the same thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See, I think sometimes in life we don't want to go through nothing. Oh, nothing happened to me. But sometimes stuff happens.
Yes, sir.
Tell you, right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
right, but catch yourself in the middle of that and understand what's going on. First of all, I am delivered. You're already delivered, right? You're delivered by Jesus' name, but understand that if it came to you, it might be something that God is showing you to work through so that you can show somebody. It's not all about you. So now I got on there, but even coming to church now, I know you got things to deal with, all right? So let the Lord minister to you. Deal with them and then realize it's not time for me to deliver this to somebody else. I bet a lot of the time some of the stuff that you're dealing with, when God answers at church, probably Monday or Tuesday something come up for somebody else, but you may not be sensitive enough to see that you're supposed to bring some delivery there. I mean, this is, if we're not, we can stop having service. If we're not going, what's the point of you having 1,000 people up in your church on a Sunday and ain't nobody going to change nowhere after? That don't make no sense. It makes no sense to sit up. I see the people come in church. It don't make no sense for you. What you here for? I ask people, what did you? I sat in church one Sunday and I sat in the back and I looked around and I do this sometimes. Apostles preaching, I sit and I look around and I just watch. Sometimes I watch and I watch different people, their reaction. I watch them. Some people are into it. I see some people writing notes. Some people barely be paying attention. Some people be talking, looking at the person next to them. Some people be, you know, talking to their spouse or some looking at their phone. Some people just holler before you hear anything that the word say. How many of y'all want to go to hell? Oh! But you didn't even hear that. He said, how many of y'all want to go to hell? You so used to just coming and hollering. And I said, well, what's the point? And one day I don't want to do this probably. I want to get up, if I ever get permission to do it. What you here for? I don't know, survey. I may preach a message. What you here for? Because if you don't know what you're here for, you ain't going to get nothing out of it. If you don't know the purpose of something, then you won't know how to use it right. Just imagine if you didn't know how to use your steering wheel right on your car. Something about to happen. See what I'm saying? If you didn't know the purpose, you didn't know the function of it, you didn't know what it was built to do. If you didn't know what it was all about, you can never be effective with that thing. So now, church, how is church effective to you? Does that mean you got to be, really honest, first thing tomorrow morning, you got to go in and go preach to people, go walk up in the building, in the name of Jesus? No, it ain't that. It ain't that. You can be calm. See, there's really nothing to be nervous about. You know, people get nervous about witnessing. They might tell me no. So, you know, well, how did you go across witnessing to them? Did you come to them and say, are you born again? Some people don't know what born again is. Jesus asked Nicodemus. He said, how a man got to be born again? He said, well, how can a man be born again if he grown? Do he go back into his mom and then come out again? But that's a good question. I mean, that's a good text to minister from when you're talking about witnessing now. Because even though Jesus explained it, sometimes you don't have to say, oh, you saved? I don't know what you mean. And if they do sometimes know what saved is, they go to the normal church thing that they understand already. So they don't feel, I don't need that saving. I don't need that saved stuff. I know some saved people. So I don't need that stuff. I'm doing all right. Do y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
I'm saying what I'm saying, man. I know. But I'm saying what I'm saying because we got to understand what we ought to do as the church, as a part of the church. What's the point? We come to this building, we come together like tonight, we are training and filling through the Spirit. What you filling up for if you ain't giving nothing up? Right? What you taking it in for if you're not passing it out nowhere? What is ministry? What is ministry? Work. We said work. That's true. It worked. Ministry spelled W-O-R-K. The word ministry comes from administration. I said it before. What does it mean to administer something? Y'all know? What's it there? To pass it out. So if you in ministry school, that means you in passing out school. I mean, that's the point. The Bible talks about we are all able ministers. That's the point. If you're not doing that, then what are we doing? If we're not giving it out, then what are we doing? We playing. We just churching. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
It got to be passed out. Now you say, well, it doesn't have to be. Jesus said, I only do the Lord tell me to. I only do my Father tell me to. The Son can do nothing. I was reading, the Son can do nothing of himself. What you see me do, Jesus' whole object was to reveal the Father. His whole object was to reveal the Father. His whole object was to reveal the Father. There was nothing else, nothing more, nothing. It was just to reveal the Father. And it was just as simple. Did Jesus sleep? Yes. Did he? Come on. Because he was sleeping in the bottom of that ship, right?
Yes, he was.
Did Jesus eat?
Yes.
So, human, right? So there's some things, the practical things that Jesus had to do. Jesus was all in the spirit and fell asleep. Huh? Come on, see, we get over the church though. Hold on, get over. Sleep. No, he wasn't like that. It was normal for him to be in contact with the supernatural. It wasn't no face, it wasn't no shake, it wasn't none of that. It was just, he just was. He just was what he was and did what he came to do. He knew what his purpose was. He knew what his mission was, so he lived it. Simply put, you want to know how to do church? Study Jesus. See, we go all over these other places. Everything in the Bible is either pointing forward to Jesus or it's pointing back to him. It was before Jesus in the Bible. It was before him in the Old Testament. Before him, it's pointing towards him. Everybody was talking about the Messiah coming, right? Right, right? And if it was after him, everything was pointing back to the fact that he is the reason that we are here. And now he's endowed us with power to be just like him. You want to know about church? Know about Jesus. And we don't study the Gospels that much. We go all these other places and get all these texts and preach all these messages, right? Y'all tell the truth. Come on, we go preach all these messages. What about Jesus? What about Jesus? What was so special about Jesus? I'm asking. In your mind, what was so special about Jesus? Huh? He was the Savior. Come on. Always obedient to what his Father sent him to do. Come on, I'm listening. He put other people's needs before his. Come on. Say it again. How yielded he was to the Holy Ghost. Come on. I'm listening. Come on. Because we can talk about Jesus all night. You know, y'all looking for an answer. We can talk about Jesus all night long and not run out. You know, he is the Word. He's the Word made flesh. Y'all realize what they're saying when they said the Word was made? That means all this stuff that you read throughout here, whatever it is, it was made flesh in him. You know, I go to another set and I ask, what's so special about Jesus? Well, he died on the cross for us. Yep, he sure did. Praise the Lord for that. All right, but that was a manifested, seeable result of what you said he did there. Being obedient to the Father. Him going to the cross, taking the beating, doing all those things was a manifested result of him being obedient. Do y'all get that? Do you want to know how to do church? You want to know how to, Jesus. He said, go study him. It's simple as all. I was riding the plane one day and reading about Jesus. He said, stupid, I've been showing you how to do it the whole time. He said, been right there in the book since you've been little. Because y'all came here, found this Bible here, huh? The Bible here when you got here. The Bible wasn't invented after you, right? You came to this world and the Bible was here already, wasn't it? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was here. All four of them was here when you got here. When the first time you picked up a Bible, it was in there. And just start showing you about Jesus. And showing you about Jesus. And reading about Jesus. And seeing how Jesus handled things. You want to know how to handle it? See how Jesus handled it. Ain't nothing new under the sun. It may be written a little this is in Taoist, but it's still applicable to today. You still can apply it to your life. You want to know how to do church? Watch Jesus. How many, all right, we don't know how to do ministry. How many churches did Jesus preach in? I'll wait for your answer. Come on. See y'all. Now hold on. Now with church I'm using. Now y'all gotta study. I'm not even getting nothing wrong preaching in the church. All right. But y'all gotta read your Bible. How many times you saw Jesus in the synagogue? One time maybe. And I'm not saying he ain't going to other, because everything that's in the Bible, everything that's written, there's not enough pages to be written, everything that happened, right? Okay, so, but most of the time I saw Jesus, he out in the streets. preaching to sinners. Yes. All right, the church building and the ministry that goes on in the church. You ready for this? Some people gonna come. Some people are coming in the building and they'll stumble in, or they might come with a family member, and they may come up for the altar call. Bless God, because I don't care how you get saved. I just want you to get saved. All right. But a lot of times, that's Christian ministry. Huh?
Yeah.
Like when you come here, see, like we're going to have a service on Wednesday night, that's Christian ministry. That's administering an anointing to the Christians to go pass out somewhere else. That's not outreach. Stop trying to run them people in here to get them born again. That's your job out there. Come on, y'all. Come on. A lot of times it's believers' meetings. Come on, right? It's believer. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying, but it's believers' meeting. But you got to understand what you came for, to get filled, to pass it out. Do y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
That's church. This book says church unusual. I take unusual off of that. Church should just be unusual on its own. When did the church become usual? Unusual should be in the definition of the word church. Soon as you heard church, it should have felt like it was something different. But over time and over thoughts and over man's ways, we've dumbed it down to be normal like we are. It's not supposed to be that way. Divine hub, divine activity, divine portals opening, divine fellowship. Divine iron sharpening iron. And we getting here and we come to church. Me and Troy come to church and Troy say something. I say something and we sharpen each other. I ain't got to be preaching to him. Troy, the name of Jesus, no Lord. No, ain't got to be that. Just the fact that me and Troy are in the same building sometime. And I may be worshiping. I look over and see Troy worshiping a certain way and it may touch my heart. Have you ever looked at somebody else and saw how they was worshiping? It's hard for me. Let me tell you something about this. This bless me. Because hard for me, when apostles minister to people, and you know, you call a line or you might minister to people, lay hands on people, or you minister, sometimes I'm walking with him, and it's difficult to walk with him because number one, anointing be popping all over the place, all right? But it's also difficult for me to keep my composure when I see somebody get ministered to.
Yes.
That ministers to me.
Yes.
To see, I remember one service we had, and the young people just started walking out. You know, young people don't move in church. I'm too cool. I'm not lifting my hands. When y'all finish, about to get on my phone, see what's going on. Y'all almost done yet? I'm not going. And they just started walking, busting out the crowd to the front, coming up with their hands up. And it messed me up. I cry. I couldn't see half the place I walk. I was crying. But it ministered to me.
Yes.
What was going on for them ministered to me.
Yes, sir.
But it wouldn't have happened if we wasn't in that church. It wouldn't have happened if we wasn't in that building. But we all get ministered to in that divine place. All right. And when we all get ministered to in that divine place, yeah, it needs to get met in the building. We all get ministered in the divine place. We should take in what we're getting passed out, ministered to, right? Remember, ministry is passing out, right? So whenever you get ministered to, something is passed on to you. You know, you want a cloth and you want somebody to pass on a double portion to you, well, go ahead and receive it. You always should be receiving something. Something is always being passed out on to you if you know what's going on. A lie, Elisha knew what was going on with Elijah. So he knew that he was getting ministered to. So he knew whatever he had a right, he was getting ministered to. He's passing out to him because he knew the point. He knew the purpose of why he was there. He knew why he was there in that place with Elijah. He knew what was going on. So because he knew what was going on, it made him act accordingly. And because he acted accordingly, he was able to receive it and then be it and carry it on. And we don't need an apostle to leave here for us to get no double portion. Come on. You can be picking that stuff up in church now.
Yes, sir.
You can pick it up in ministry now if you connected enough. You pick it up, pay attention, and you know the point. You know why you're there. You're not there to jolly joy. No, you're there to receive. And you're only there to receive to bring it somewhere else.
Yes, that's right.
And it ain't got to be starting a church.
Right.
Do y'all get that?
Yes.
Church unusual. This church. It should be unusual. I want to get back to the point to where God bless him for this book. And I understand the point of why it's called church unusual. I get it, all right? But I want to get to the point to where somewhere down the line he can change his book name to church. and it'll still have the same meaning.
Right.
Or that somebody wouldn't have to say something like unusual ministry. Because ministry should be unusual anyway.
Yeah.
There should be nothing normal about the ministry of Jesus Christ. There should be nothing regular about it. The only reason it's regular is because we've taken on these thoughts. Huh? We've taken on these, and all that I get and get what? Understanding. We've taken on this certain type of understanding. We let this certain, there's some things you got to go break down in your mind. All right, and I've been trying hard this semester to do it in this class, to hit all your little phrases and all the little things that we used to about church. We got to break some of that stuff down to really get to what it's about.
Amen.
We got to break some the church entity, I call it, it's the religion and the tradition. The Bible said the tradition of men made the word of God. It just makes it non-effective because we made it traditional. We made it religious. We made it, tradition is just something you do over and over. Tradition. You have nothing's wrong with tradition. Watch this. Tradition in the word of itself. You know, there's some things you do traditionally. Like sometimes you have, it's a tradition to meet with your family on certain holidays, right? It's a family tradition, right?
Yes, sir.
That doesn't mean that that's wrong. But when it gets down to this word of God is not traditional. The word of God is not meant for you to be the same all the time, every time. Church be the same way every Sunday? Service go the same way every time? It's not meant to be that way. Tradition wasn't built for that. Let's break down these mindsets. Let's break down. Let's get on this Jesus stuff right quick. And let's get on this Jesus flow. He was unusual. That's why they wanted to kill him. These come in the city and start talking. They wanted to kill him because they were like, I ain't never seen nothing like this before. What are you talking about? He keep talking like this. He's going to make the people uproar. They were really afraid that he was going to cause a riot.
Yes.
Y'all knew that, right?
That's right.
They were, you know, people thought they were just mad at Jesus just to be mad. No. They thought that he was going to cause an uprising. The powers that be. Why do you think sometimes when somebody comes and ministers and somebody's cutting edge or somebody's cutting edge and in the right way, of course, not trying to be different, but just in the right way. Cutting it. Why do you think they try to smother them? Churchy. Yeah, y'all get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Try to smother them. Why? Because they're scared that if somebody else see the right way,
yeah,
or see the freshness of it, they might leave their staleness.
That's right.
So why they was trying to stop Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they took Jesus to actually get crucified, that wasn't the first time they were trying to come and get him. You know that, right? They came trying to give Jesus a bunch of times. They had a bunch of cities Jesus went in and they were like, kill him. It was because they thought he was going to start an uprising, which he was. But it wasn't a physical uprising like they thought. It was going to be a deliverance uprising where people really realized what was supposed to be going on besides the traditions of men. Besides the way man has set it up. You know, a man tried to use the Bible, you know, Lord Jesus. This is no disrespect to anybody or anybody's denomination. But a lot of times they didn't want people to understand what they were saying. So they, only the priests would read the Bible.
Yeah.
And they had it in another language.
Because
that means you got to come to me. You can't do nothing till you come to me. And you bring your money to me to get your people out of whatever that is. Yeah, right. You pay your money to get them out. You gotta keep paying to get them out of there. It's games, man. It's games. People have used the Bible for control for years. Men have tried to do that for years. And so now the traditions of men have made the word of God another effect. Because you're trying to use it for what you want to use it for. You're trying to take it to do what you wanted to get done. Not about what you want. This word of God is all about what the Father wants. It's all about what He expected. That's it. There's nothing else. There's nothing else but what He wants. That's it. Divine hub, divine fellowship, divine encounters, and you taking that and taking it somewhere else. This is what it's about. This is what the church is about. If it's not doing that, it ain't doing nothing. If you come to church and you don't have nothing to take nowhere else, it's no effect. Amen. You know, you can come to church traditionally. You know, I got to go to church this Sunday. You know, I got to be, you know, some people, all right, this Sunday going to be packed? Why? Because it's what? All right. This Sunday going to be packed. New Year's going to be packed because people always think Jesus is going to come back on New Year's Day. I don't know why they think when the clock turns, whatever, that Jesus is going to do, they're going to come back. I want to be in church on when the New Year come in. Like that's going to do something for you. What about next week? Come on, y'all. Y'all know it. Why? Because it becomes traditional. They got people that just come. They come to church for tradition. They feel like they're doing God a service. They don't even understand that I'm supposed to be coming here to be in service. To get service and to take the service somewhere else. There's a reason they call it service. We taking all that though. We taking the word church. We taking service traditional. We taking ministry traditional. We didn't even know what it was. We didn't know that it really meant to pass stuff out. We didn't know what it was. And so until we broke our mind down from the normal way that we thought. So a minister. So we just thought a minister now. Now you see a tie, a suit, and a Bible. Right? So you're not a minister when you ain't got that on? Come on, y'all. Come on, come on. So you're not a minister when you ain't told. So when you go, wherever you go work at, wherever you go work at. So you're not a minister right then? You still got something to pass out, don't you?
That's right.
Huh? Yes. Or do you? Like that?
Yes, sir.
That's ministry. And why would he say we are all able ministers? Huh? I understand the fivefold ministry gifts. The gifts. I understand those, but we are all able ministers.
Yes.
And we got to play our part. All right. You're going to determine from now until eternity if the church is going to be usual or unusual. We're going to determine it. We can leave out of here, forget what everything we learned, and then go back to being comfortable church. You know, that's another thing about church, too. It can get real comfortable. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Amen for you to be comfortable all the time.
That's right.
You're comfortable. When's the last time you've been uncomfortable? I understand you want to be comfortable. I understand you want to get under your blanket and feel warm and put the air conditioner on the right thermostat so everything will be cool. I understand we like to be comfortable. Me, too. But it ain't meant for you to be all comfortable all the time. You think it was comfortable for them disciples to be on that ship in the middle of that storm? You think that was comfortable? Them talking was scared. They had to do what they had to do. What you gonna do? Tell Jesus now, we don't want to go over there. What's ministry, Ronnie? What you say ministry was? Dale told me he said ministry is spelled W-O-R-K. Then you want to spell ministry? W-O-R-K. It ain't your title, ain't your reverend, ain't your pastor, ain't your bishop, it's all that, none of that. It's work. Time to take that and go somewhere else with it. Yeah. I'm going to say this. What time is it? What time? Anybody got time? Because I'm going to say this and be done. It don't even matter what time. Don't tell me. It don't even matter what time it is. You do yourself an in-service in your life to not go study Jesus more than you have been. Y'all think you know him, but you don't know him. When you finish knowing him? Come on. What is the day that you finish knowing who Jesus is? I done read through the gospel 2 or 3 times. Still got to go back and read. I read something the other day I ain't never seen. I thought I ain't never seen it, but I guess I was just reading it to try to conquer the gospels. So I could tell somebody I done read the gospels. You know, I read the gospel, all 4 of them, in 30 days. Come on, come with your 30 days. All this other stuff, man. I've been trying to break all this stuff down. I ain't none of this stuff. Go in there and see what it's saying. What is it about Jesus? You know, we get the song Falling in Love with Jesus, right? That's a great song. I love it. I love singing it. It tear me up, all right? But if you don't know him, you can't love him. You fall in love with him, it'll make you go chase after him. If you really did. I like the song, but if you fall in love with him, you really go chase after him. You really go look in that book. I know you got your other texts and other things that you want to go read, other things you want to go fine. Praise the Lord for all that, all right? I like reading Paul. I praise the Lord for Paul. Paul was a blessing. All right. Praise the Lord for all your other prophets. God bless them all. All right. Well, nobody like Jesus.
Amen.
But no, all of them were trying to be like him. All your favorite, all of them were trying to be like him. All of them was trying to represent him in the clearest manner of who he was. Every single one of them. If you don't know him, then all this other stuff ain't going to matter for you. You know that, right? If you don't get a revelation of who Jesus Christ is and get a revelation of Christ, then all this other, all your other scriptures won't matter. Because all of them point to him.
Yes, sir.
You want to know how to do ministry? Find out how Jesus did ministry. See what he did. How did he answer? Did he answer fast? Did he answer slow? Did he wait? Did he pray? What did he do? You know, you say, well, how am I supposed to handle this? How would Jesus handle it? What would Jesus do? Excuse me. And they made that a tradition with the wristband. What would he do for real? Do y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
How would he answer this? This person did me wrong. How would Jesus handle this? This person said this. How would Jesus answer this situation? This person over here got the situation. All right. So something come up in your family. Somebody's sick. How would Jesus handle this? How would he go towards it? What's the process? The church, it'll be easy. Jesus never failed. Jesus never failed in ministry. Listen to me. Jesus, what the word, they say never say never? I can say never right there.
Yes, sir.
Because he never failed. He never failed, never faltered in ministry. Didn't do it. You want to have fail-proof ministry, do it like Jesus did it. He said it, how he was yielded to the Holy Ghost and then was obedient. Simple. Only do. What did he only do? What Jesus only did, what? The Father said, that's it. He didn't do nothing that he saw another preacher do. He didn't get all excited because he saw somebody on TV, and so he wanted that, what they had. Only did my Father told me to do. That's it. Calm down. Calm down. That's when people get in debt. They get off course. They get caught up because they're trying to do all these things that they think church looks like. When, on the other hand, Jesus said, I only do what my Father tells me to do. That's it. We want to. We do all these different, church strategy building, right? You know how you do. They build the church ministry building conference, right? I don't do what my Father tells me to do. That's it. I'm seeking him to see what he's saying. That's it. I'm seeking him to see what he's saying. Everything in life should be pointing you, that you connect to, should be pointing you towards him. Pointing you towards more of his ways. Bottom line. Pointing you towards the Jesus character. That's it. Ministry made simple, huh? That's it. Ministry made simple, huh? That's it. It don't get no deeper than that. I'm going to do what my Father tell me to do. That's it. I can't do nothing of myself. Everything that I try to do of myself is going to fail. It's going to fail or cause me trouble. And you know what? It might succeed. It might end up being what I wanted. But is it going to be what God wanted? You know, them people in the Bible, they wanted a king. He said, no, you don't need no king. You don't need a king. Let me lead you like I've been. No, we want a king. You don't need a king. Let me lead you. God told him, let me lead you like I believe. No, we want a king. All right, take your king. Now you go through all them books in the Bible, them jokers was messing up. Because they got what they always wanted. Make sure that what you want line up with what he want. All right, my mom used to tell me something when I was younger. My cousin, his mama told me this one time, it was the funniest thing, but I understood it when they said it. He said, but mama, I want this. She said, you ain't got no wants. It sound like a mama, huh? What you mean you want something? You ain't got no wants. I'll tell you what you want. True story. True story in ministry. You ain't got no wants. You want what the Father want. So what does he want? If it's not under what the Father want, then what's the point? What you doing? You billing you. Oh, now you the one. Now you the father. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Break it down. Break down. Look, get back to the break down. Break down. Break down to the basics of this thing. It's only what the Father wants. All right? And I'm not talking about generically. Well, we know God wants everybody saved, right? I'm not talking about generic things where you know, we get all caught up in the church and it's the stuff that's, you know, we think that this is what, you know, a lot of people in the building supposed to be saying like this. Not all that. I'm talking about specifically find out what does he want from you. Now, that's going to take consecration. It's going to take concentration. It's going to take you spending time. It's going to take you spending more time than the average Joe. Huh?
Yes.
How much time did Jesus spend with him? Here's a man that said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. And then you see him another time, he going to pray. Well, he didn't say, I'm going to teach you the truth. He said, I. But he went and prayed. He said, I am the way. Now, I'm not going to show you the way. I'm the way. But he went and prayed. But you know you need to pray. Because you ain't the way. You ain't the truth. You ain't the life. Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so the communion. I'm not talking about the juice and the bread right now. I'm talking about the communion. Communion is communication, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
come on, y'all. Come on. See, that's what I'm talking about too. When you take communion, it's a fellowship. It's a communing. It's not a tradition. See, here's what I do. I take this stuff and trace it back to the word, and I start finding out the stuff that, because I like words too. I like words. I like to find out where words come from. Like my friend of mine was talking about ignorance the other day. I said, you know, the root word of ignorance is ignore. That means it's something that you should have saw that you didn't see. You turned your head from, so now you don't know it. You're just dumb. You don't know nothing. No. It's something that you probably should have seen, but you just, because you ignore it. Because the root word is, what does it mean to ignore something? Okay. All right. So I like, when I see ministry, when I see communion, when I see those different things, I'm not just looking at it as, you know, you see ministry, now you think Bible school, or you think preaching. But sometimes you minister to somebody, but God say, hey, get this to them. Amen. Huh?
Amen.
You know, you can minister to somebody by not even preaching those scriptures. Sometimes somebody just needs you to say a good word to them. Sometimes your actions, the way that you function, the way that you carry yourself is a ministry. Sometimes somebody don't need you to come in. You know, sometimes in church we do this all the time. We point at people a lot. And we point at people and we tell them, you know, this is what you need to do. And we like this when we go out, even out with it. This is what you need. Sometimes people don't need you to point at them and do that. Sometimes people need you to share some love with them.
Yes.
What about good morning?
Yeah.
How often do you do that? Do you tell people thank you? I'm not going into the you try to gotta be polite and everything, but do you do those things? Sometimes somebody just may need that thing.
Yeah.
They may not need your scripture that morning.
Because
they done heard your scripture already.
Yeah, right.
Somebody done preached them already, so they already figured out they don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
People always trying to shove it down their throat. Come on, y'all. Ministry, now I'm walking Jesus. Boy, I love Jesus because Jesus was what needed to be whenever he was there. Like if Jesus wasn't up in the wedding preaching. Y'all know the way I'm talking about, huh? When you turn the water into wine, right? What was the text? What was his text for that sermon? He had a text? Was that a meeting? What? Come on! Did he preach? No. Jesus sitting in the wedding at the reception. Come on, y'all. You got to pay attention to Jesus. You got to study him a little bit. You think you're not spiritual until you get here. And how we get up, you know, Jesus sitting in the wedding, reception, not the wedding, he's at the reception now. And they ran out of wine. Uh-oh. Jesus said, go tell them to get barrel. And mama come to him, and said, what I got to do with you? talking to me, which is that's supernatural right there. Tell your mama, woman, I don't know if I'll ever get that deep. He said, whatever he said to you, do it. Because she knew something. He went to him, get water for him. What was the text? What is he preaching? What was the scripture that he used that night? What was the scripture that he used to pray over the wine and turn into water, turn into wine? In the name of me, water turn into wine. Bow. He didn't do it. Did Jesus lay hands on people? Yes, he did. But understand that you commune with the Holy Ghost. Get all this religious stuff out your mind. Realize that every step of my day is a ministry step.
Yeah.
It ain't got to be.
Yes, sir.
Well, I ain't had my Bible, so that wasn't a ministry step. No. Every step of my life is a ministry step. And so it may be that I just walk in and a kind smile. You know, we always asking for the Lord to tell us to go and tell somebody about Jesus. And he going to do it, but sometimes he going to say something different. But if you're only listening for him, if your ear is only conditioned, and the only word, I went to Brazil the other day, right? And they speak Portuguese, and nobody speaks English over there. They got a few people that do, but it's very far and few in between. All right? So I don't know what's going on because I don't understand the language. So because I don't understand the language, and the only reason I don't understand the language because I haven't opened myself up to the language. I haven't decided to learn the language, which I am now because I don't like being out of the loop. But I hadn't opened myself up to the language, so I don't understand the language. So when they're speaking to me, I knew a few words, but I only knew those words. So because I was only conditioned for those words and I only expected those words, I only could condition to hear those words, then I only knew hello and bye. So anything else you're telling me, I couldn't have done it if you wanted me to. Because I was only conditioned for that, and I was only expecting those words. I was only looking for those. This is now we only look for God to tell us this one thing because that's what we want. When God has a whole opening of things he can tell you.
Yeah. Yes.
But if you're not open to the Holy Spirit and not open to him to say whatever he wants, whatever he says to you, John 2:5, what he said, whatever he said to you, if you're not open to whatever, then he's not going to say. He might be saying whatever, but you don't even recognize. And so now a lot of ministry don't go forth. A lot of people are not getting touched. Because we want to touch him like we want to touch him. We want to tell God how to make us minister. We want to tell God, all right, God, this is how I want to do it. So if you if you don't tell me this way, I can't hear the other way. You may not say that literally, but in the course of you do. Somebody hit the time, please. I ain't trying to get in no trouble. What time it is? Praise the Lord. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Get in trouble. Nobody.